Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, music critic Joshua Cosman and educator Lori Fisher. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Saturday morning, just before the rain. And if you are close to your radio, we do hope you will pay attention and maybe give us a call as well, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And of course, we have a toll-free number that would be 866-798-8255. Again, 866-798-8255. Early in the show is the best time to call. I guarantee you that we will get you on as soon as possible. And plus, we want to talk to you. That's very important. We want to hear everything you have to say. So again, 866-798-8255 or 415-841-4134. I want to remind you, of course, that we have an email address. You can also contact us through during the show. And that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is mindsovermatter1. That's the numeral one. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that will pop up if you do not wish to call. We'd rather you call, but an email is just fine. Also, if you'd like to hear, us on live stream, that is at kalw.org. And of course, the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after the show. Also at kalw.org and many, many other places, but start with KLW. I'm sure that would be appreciated. Okay, all that being said, we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. There was some debate about, mostly fostered by me, about what order to do this in, so I'll just set it for myself. Okay, Joshua Cosman has spent the last several months saving up sleepless hours to be ready for the clock shift tonight. Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm as ready as I'll ever be. Lori Fisher would like to thank the Academy. He's not sure exactly what for, but he'd still like to thank them.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, once kissed the Blarney Stone, but thanks to antibiotics, the infection quickly cleared up.
Oh, man, is that a filthy, filthy, filthy stone. all right. You can only imagine what's been going on near that.
I never thought of that.
And, okay, I'm still putting on the lip chapstick right now. Anyway, so we'll begin the questioning with, strangely enough, Joshua Cosman.
Yes, this is an unusual spot for me. Usually Kira's here. But given the Dana, when Lori is on the show with me, I always like to indulge our shared interest in vintage rock and roll. So I have a vintage rock and roll question for you. In the bands that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame include several whose names have the form name and the plural noun. So for example, if Buddy Holly and the Crickets were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that would be an example of a name and then a plural noun. Actually, Buddy Holly is inducted into the Hall of Fame alone. The Supremes are in there as the Supremes, not Diana Ross and the Supremes. And I'm also excluding ones that don't strictly conform to plural nouns. So Sly and the Family Stone, I'm not putting on the list, even though it's name and the. So I'm looking for bands in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that have the name of the form name and the plural noun. There are eight of them. How many can you come up with?
I have a quick question. Why is the Family Stone, why is Sly not a good one?
Because I'm looking for ones where the ending part is a single noun pluralized, right? The Crickets, the Supremes, But not the, there's no S in the family stone. I'm also not including Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five for the same reason.
Okay, a great question.
I gotta have standards, you know. Only S's. Awesome. Yeah. So how many can you name?
Well, okay, Lori, we'll start with you.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking through because let me ask this just as a hypothetical. Mm-hmm. If Kool and the gang were in the Hall of Fame, they would not count, correct?
That's correct. They would not count.
All right. There's going to be a little dead air. So, Dana, if you have one, go ahead.
Ah, don't throw it to me, my friend.
No, I'm just stalling. I just think, yeah. Okay. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
That is close enough. I'll give it to you. They're actually listed as Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh,
but that's who I know. I was surprised at that too. But that's who we mean, so you can get a bell for that.
Okay, thank you. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, I think. No,
you'd think so, wouldn't you? But you'd be wrong.
Really?
I think he's in, but the band is not. But
I wonder if he's in the Miracles are in, but maybe not together.
I don't know. Well, I guess I should double check that because that does sound plausible. And I wonder whether I just overlooked that in my search.
Maybe the Pope has not verified those miracles yet.
So are we
just asking for an S at the end here?
That's correct.
As in the coasters, for instance?
The coaster. No, the coasters. I need a name and the plural name.
Oh, and the, okay, right. All right.
I've looked Bruce, it up, and Smokey Robinson is in the Hall of Fame, but no Miracles.
Miracles. And so Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band would not qualify.
They would not qualify. That is correct. I'm just looking for
has to be
single nouns pluralized.
Okay. Elvin and the Chipmunks probably didn't make it.
They did not make it, or they have not made it yet.
All right.
So it has to be.
This is good, Josh. Yeah.
So we did get somebody.
We got one.
Did mention Sly and the Family Stone, right?
Right, and we're excluding that because it doesn't. It's not a single noun pluralized.
Okay. All right.
This is good.
And Martha and the Vandellas.
Right. That's the one we've gotten so far.
All right.
Yeah, and Joanne has one. I think she has Bill Haley in the comments.
Good guess, but not correct.
No, they're not in. Oh, man.
No.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
There you go.
All right.
Well done.
All right. Very good.
So just to reiterate, looking for bands that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that have a name that goes name, a person's name, and the plural noun, like Buddy Holly and the Crickets, except it's only Buddy Holly in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We've gotten two so far, Martha and the Vandellas, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. But there are still six more.
Mamas and the Papas, would not?
That is not right. No, I want one person's name and the, you know, plural noun backing bound.
All right. Yep. Thank you. And then, Lori, go ahead, please.
All right. Well, with the Oscars looming tomorrow night, I have an Oscar 2 question. The first one is a clarification from last week. I asked which movies had had five total acting nominations with one in each category. And Dana, you had asked about Peyton Place and All About Eve, which were nominated for five, but neither one had a best actor category. So that I said I would check, and I rarely do, but this time I did. Anyway, I wanted our audience to know that. My question this week is
you
about...
You mean you usually say, I'm going to check it and never do, and checked it this time?
No, I always do, and I rarely remember to say it in the next show,
all right,
even though it's fine. In my notes. So when I say I do, and then I'm hot on it right away. Anyway, this week I'm asking this question about people who've been nominated or won an acting award for playing the same character. I'm only asking about fictional characters. So if people played Henry VIII or something like that, I'm not counting that. I'm only counting people who have nominated or won for playing the same character. There are five of them. Let's have at it.
I'm sorry, when you say this, I was unclear on the same character. What do you mean? Oh, you mean the different actors who were nominated for playing the same character?
Correct. And it's a fictional character. So if two people were nominated for playing Hopalong Cassidy, say, which wouldn't have happened, that would be it. But they are all fictional characters. There's another group, like two people have been nominated for playing Marilyn Monroe, okay, and for playing, I think, Henry V. But I'm taking the real people off and only asking about fictional characters.
So the same character, two different actors.
Correct.
So I'll start with the classic is Marlon Brando and Robert De Niro for playing Vito Corleone.
Correct. In Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. Very good. All right. Get a bell on that one.
So this doesn't have to be in the same category. In other words, one could be for supporting and one could be for lead.
Yeah, and that was the case with Brando and De Niro. Brando won for actor and De Niro won for supporting actor.
Then Joanne suggested the Joker with Heath Ledger and Joaquin Phoenix.
Jack Nicholson. Oh, Joaquin Phoenix.
Now, or maybe it was Jack Nicholson. I'm not sorry.
So it's right. With Joaquin Phoenix and Heath Ledger, I don't think Nicholson was nominated, but Joaquin Phoenix won for actor and Heath Ledger won for supporting actor in for playing the Joker. Very good, Joanne and team. So there's three more.
All right. Let me mull that over. And okay, just repeat the question if you would.
I'm looking for people who've been nominated for either best actor, supporting actor, actress, or supporting actress for playing the same character in a movie. And Brando and De Niro both won for playing Vito Corleone, and Joaquin Phoenix and Heath Ledger both won for playing the Joker. And these other people didn't necessarily win, but they were nominated.
You keep saying okay. that De Niro won for Godfather 2. Is that accurate? Am I wrong?
He won for that.
Right. Right.
He won supporting.
Supporting, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for two. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
So
all right.
Corleone and the Joker. Good.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. Since it's Academy Award weekend, I was wondering if you could tell me what actress was nominated for an Academy Award for her first three performances.
Her first three film performances. In the United States, or just the first three things she ever, the first three films she ever made, period. Like, for instance, did she come from another country and then she made three films in the United States and it was nominated?
No, I don't. I believe this is all within the U.S.
Okay.
Wow.
So let's see. Could Louise Rainer be one?
No.
Joanne is guessing Helen Hayes.
No.
Could you give us an idea what decade we're talking about?
Certainly. This is the 40s.
1940s. Okay.
Did they win for any of them?
She did indeed.
Huh.
So this is a woman. Are we talking about a woman?
We are.
Is it the
and
great
she was
and
nominated for an Acting Academy Award for each of her first three film performances.
Wow. I don't suppose it could be Jane Wyman, could it?
No.
No. So 1940s. And...
That's pretty impressive.
These are very well-known films. So nothing, you know, obscure in that way.
It's not Ingrid Bergman, is it?
No, and I'm actually gonna give you that this happened in 1941 and 1942.
So would this be
2 years?
Would this 41, 42?
So she was nominated.
How about Agnes
two
Moorhead?
Two awards in 1 year.
How about Agnes Moorhead?
No.
Ooh.
For Citizen Kane and Magnificent Ambersons. Okay, how about Greer Garson then?
Oh, you're getting real close.
Teresa Wright.
You are right.
Very good.
Ooh.
Yes, Teresa Wright was nominated for Best Supporting Actress in 1941. For her debut performance in The Little Foxes. And then in 1942, she was nominated for and received Best Supporting Actress for Mrs. Miniver. And she was also nominated that year for Best Actress in Pride of the Yankees.
Oh, right.
I thought you were going to say Shadow of a Doubt. Teresa Wright and I have the same birthday. I'm just going to put that out there.
All right.
Oh, that's and a total delightful.
And she lived in San Francisco for a while too. She was married to Niven Bush, who was a San Francisco boy.
Well, that's a lot of local connections there with Teresa,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Rita, for the question.
That's a great question. I love it. Yeah. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or answer for us. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And our panelists today, that would be Joshua Cosman, music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. Laurie Fisher teaches at Diablo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right. How about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers?
Yes. Nice. Well done.
Very good. Right.
Very good. Is that what you were about to say, Laurie?
No.
Oh, you had not.
But I'm impressed with Dana. When Dana, who sometimes stays rock question, he nailed it.
It's just the "and" I'm trying to figure.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is correct.
All I'm coming up with is like Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, but I'm looking for an S at the end of that. So, and that probably not in. Yeah.
Joe, I just want to make public what I've been chatting with Joanne privately. She suggested Bill Haley and the Comets, and it turns out Bill Haley is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Comets are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but separately. They're not a joint induction, which is weird. But
how about DN and the Belmonts?
Good guess. They should be, but no.
Oh.
Now, Dion is, but not Dion and the Belmonts.
No Belmonts, huh?
No Belmonts.
Marilyn, by email, has suggested Eric Burdon and the Animals.
A good guess, but also not correct.
Mm. Okay. All right. And Joan Jett, and Eddie has suggested Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Give Eddie a bell. Eddie, right. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is correct.
Okay.
The Blackhearts are in, but the Belmonts are not.
It's a rough world out there.
It is.
I guess so.
Nobody all said right. Rock and roll was fair.
Let me give you a couple questions here.
Oh, yeah.
And so a couple weeks ago, I was asking questions about the Oxford English Dictionary and people who are mentioned or quoted the most in it. So of the 500 most quoted people in the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the two or who are the two who had a person portraying them win an Academy Award for Best Actor?
Say that again.
Of the 500 most quoted people in the Oxford in the current edition of the Oxford English Dictionary, who are the two who had a person portraying them in a film win an Academy Award for Best Actor?
Hmm. Well, the two that come to mind, I'll take one at first. I would say Winston Churchill.
That is not one of them.
Oh, Josh.
I would guess Abraham Lincoln.
That is not one of them either.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. They are English. I will give you that.
Oh, okay. Fair. And Ralph Fiennes was presumably nominated, Joseph Fiennes, rather, for Shakespeare in Love, but didn't win.
These are all, they won the Academy.
That's what I was going to say.
Best Actor, by the way. For Best Actor, keep that in mind.
Yeah, because Winston Churchill would qualify, but he's not
the top 500. Yeah, but he's not the top 500. That's
no.
Okay.
Again, of the 500 most quoted people in the current edition of the Oxford English Dictionary, who are the two who had a person portraying them in a film win an Academy Award for Best Actor?
Okay, go ahead. No, no.
How about Disraeli?
Disraeli
is one. Yes.
That's exactly who I was going to say.
It was Jabel.
Yeah, George Orwell. Yes. Very good.
Disraeli more than Lincoln. Yeah, I'm surprised.
Well, this is it's the OED.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world right. will little note for real.
We need one more.
Yeah.
That's all right. Well, think about it.
All right, I'm going to think about it.
Come up later. All right.
Wait a minute. Look, you said best actor. Should we be looking only at men?
It's a man, yes. It's a man.
Okay.
It's B-O-E-D.
All right. I'm going to give you a little short question here, and then I'll give you a slightly longer one. This is 2024. The biggest song hit and best-selling record of 1924, 100 years ago, came out this month in 1924, so 100 years ago. It mentions a state's name. The biggest selling record, the biggest selling song of 1924 mentions a state's name. What is it? What is the name of the song?
In the title.
In the title.
Not just in the lyric.
And it is a song we know today.
Josh, is it too early for Georgia on My Mind?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening in 1924 as far as pop music songs.
It's all sheet music, right?
It's records and sheet music.
Yeah. Georgia on My Mind feels later, and so does California Here I Come.
California Here I Come is the song. Yeah.
Is it?
California Here I Come was the best selling piece of sheet music and the best selling record of 1924. Very good.
Wow.
Very good.
All right. Moving along to something else. I'm going to give you the names of famous bridges, five famous bridges. They are all in Europe. All you have to do is tell me the city they are attached to or close by. Number one, the Charles Bridge. Number two, the Elizabeth Bridge. Number three, the Chapel Bridge, as in Wedding Chapel. Number four, the Erasmus Bridge. And number five, the Forth Bridge, F-O-R-T-H. So again, these are famous bridges located in or very close to major cities in Europe. I want to know the major cities. Number one, the Charles Bridge. Number two, the Elizabeth Bridge. Number three, the Chapel Bridge. Number four, the Erasmus Bridge. And number five, the Forth Bridge. I'll give you each one guess.
Lori, I only know one, so I'm...
Take it. Mine are just wild guesses.
The Charles Bridge is in Prague.
That is correct. Named after Charles V, the Holy Roman Emperor. Very good.
And I guess it must cross the Vltava or the Moldau, right?
I think it's the Moldau. Isn't it the Moldau?
That's the same river. I was just using different names for it.
And I'm ceding my guess to you, Josh. Take another.
I got nothing, but my guess is that the Chapel Bridge is one of the bridges crossing the Thames in London, isn't it?
It is not.
Okay.
No, it is not in London.
I don't know then.
Okay. Don't know. All right. So just to go over once more, of the 500 most quoted people in the Oxford English Dictionary, there are only two who had a person portraying them in a film win an Academy Award for Best Actor. Disraeli, George Arliss, is one. Who is the other? And in what cities are these famous bridges located? They're either in the city or very close by. The ones we have left are the Elizabeth Bridge, the Chapel Bridge, the Erasmus Bridge, and the Forth Bridge. So,
Josh, how about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons?
No.
Oh,
sorry.
You're killing me here. Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. Is Elvis Costello one of them? Is Elvis Costello in? I'm trying to remember. What's his band's name?
The Pretenders.
Name?
The Pretenders. They'd be
is it the
Elvis.
Pretenders?
No, it's not. Is it?
No, that's Chrissy Hynde.
Oh, you're right.
The Attractions. Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
That is correct. Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Well done.
All right. Okay.
So only three left.
All right.
And let's see here. CM was wondering if the person quoted in the OED was Stephen Hawking. That's a very interesting guess, but no, it's not Stephen Hawking. Not one of the. Maybe in another few years. And Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, it was guessed by Nancy. And Robert is guessing Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Give Robert a bell. Well done. All right, there we go. Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Very nice.
Nice.
So okay. One left?
Two left.
Two left.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
And good morning. It's Danny and Sandra in Albania.
Hi, Danny and Sandra in Albania.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Let's see. We got some guesses here. The Forth Bridge, of course, goes north from Edinburgh.
That's right. Yes, Edinburgh.
All righty. And a fine bridge, too. We've got some
Okay, so Danny says that you're looking for a man in the Oxford English Dictionary thing.
But, yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to guess, what did I just say, Jennifer Jason Leigh as Dorothy Parker, but nope.
No, it's an English man.
Oh, cool.
Well, it's really, she can play an English man, though. She's awesome.
All right, so the bands, the Somebody and the Somethings.
Yes.
How about Jerry and the Pacemakers?
Ooh, good guess, but they are not in the Hall of Fame.
No, I can't.
All right, and I've got one that's probably not going to be right, but in a perfect world, it should be Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
Wouldn't that be something? I think Zappa's in by himself, but well, no Mothers.
Oh, well,
Mothers of Invention would disqualify.
The Mothers of Invention.
Yeah, that's right. The Mothers, just the Mothers, to fit the brief. Okay, so actors and actresses that doubled up.
Okay, this is me. It's Judi Dench and Kate Blanchett for playing Elizabeth I.
Well, that would count, but I'm only looking for fictional characters on this one.
Oh, of course you are. Hi. Well, good morning. What do you want?
But you are right about playing the same character and, who's real.
Then it's Kate Winslet, and I think her name was Gloria Stewart, for playing whatever her name was in Titanic.
They did, and they were the only ones in the same movie. One playing Rose, I forget her last name, a fictional character on the Titanic, and then Gloria Stewart, the other one. Both nominated.
All right,
actress
and here's
and
my last guess. Okay. It's John Wayne and Jeff Bridges.
Nice.
They did.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
What was the name of the character? Do you
remember? Rooster Cogburn.
Excellent. John Wayne won, and Jeff Bridges was nominated. Very good. We have one left in that category. Way to go.
All right.
All right. The one-eyed fat man. All right.
I'll leave that one out there for Sparky.
All right. good old Sparky. He won't let us down. Okay, so I've got a quick question here. On U.S. coins, the first two actual live people to appear on a U.S. coin were not Americans. Who were they?
So you mean they were?
They were shown on one side of a U.S. coin. Two different people on two different coins.
They weren't alive when they were on the coin, were they?
They sure weren't. They were still not alive.
So I'm sorry. Did you say these were on like the state quarters? Did they appear?
Well, that would have been like 100 years later, yeah. But no, this is a long time ago. This is before even a U.S. president appeared on an American coin. Before that, it was just some sort of stylized likeness of Liberty. So these are actual historical people.
So would this have been in, say, tribute to a foreign person who supported the revolution, that kind of thing?
Wonderful question. No.
No? Okay.
But so this is after the revolution?
The coins came out after the revolution. The person, the two people lived substantially before the revolution.
Huh. Substantially before?
Yes.
We're not talking biblical, are we?
Oh, no. Just give it a couple hundred
not
years.
Not that substantial.
Danny said real people.
Yeah, these are real
people. Yeah. Substantially before their own. But they had, of course. Joanne is guessing Columbus, which makes perfect
Bingo.
Sense.
Bingo, yes. It was for the Columbian Exposition in 1892, right. Actually, was when Christopher Columbus appeared on the half dollar. And then within a year, somebody else appeared on a U.S. coin.
How about Magellan?
No, I'll give it to you. It was Queen Isabella. She was on the quarter.
Oh,
in 1893,
all right, there you
believe
go.
It or not. And who was the first U.S. president to appear on an American coin? It's kind of surprising it took so long.
Well, so you're saying it's not George Washington?
It was not, no.
And did it happen after the Civil War or before the Civil War?
It happened after the Civil War.
Wow. Was it as modern as FDR?
Nope.
Well, then I... Yeah, it could be Jefferson or Andrew Jackson or... I'm trying to think who it would be other than...
Yeah, Jefferson appeared in 1938, and Roosevelt appeared in, 46? But, the first one was actually Abraham Lincoln in 1909.
What's that?
And which kind of surprised the heck out of me. It turned out when they were trying to figure out how to design coins in the 1780s and 90s, there were a lot of sort of pattern pieces with Washington on them, and he nixed them all because he thought that it was too much like a king. He didn't want a president on a U.S. coin.
Well, a modesty far gone in history.
Oh, yes, we'll never see that like again.
No.
All right. Well, that's all we got today. Loving the show. Have a
all
lovely
right.
day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Email wise, Benjamin is wondering if did we mention Booker T and the MGs?
No. Well done. That is one. Booker T and the MGs. Good job.
Nice.
And
work.
I have a general question for you. Is there any sort of semi rap or early rap group in there?
Not on my list. There are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but none of them. So
there's nothing with an and in it.
No.
All right.
Are we? Should we be looking back to the 50s and 60s, or should we be looking more modern?
Yes. No. All right. You're looking into the 50s.
Okay. So along with Little Anthony and Booker T.
Exactly. Exactly. So
not Bill Haley and not Frankie Valli. All right.
All right. And let's see, Josh, I think it's your turn again.
Sure. I'm just going to sort of suddenly call an audible here because I was inspired by this mention of Gloria Stewart and Titanic to ask this. I might have asked this question before, but it's one of my favorite pieces of trivia knowledge. The Gloria Stewart, Old Rose in Titanic, the ceramist, that character was inspired by the American ceramist Beatrice Wood, who lived near James Cameron in Southern California and was a prominent ceramist and lived till well after 100. But Old Rose in Titanic is one of two notable film roles that were inspired by Beatrice Wood. An earlier one was based on her life as a young bohemian in France, and became the basis for another famous film character from the 1960s. Do you know this, or maybe someone knows it, or you?
I was going to suggest Demi Moore in Ghost, but
no. This is before she became a ceramic. There's no ceramics in the earlier.
Given your description, I'm going to guess Jules and Jim.
That is correct. That is correct. The Jean Moreau character in Jules and Jim.
Oh, that! Wow.
Is also based on the same character, the same real life woman who later became the model for Old Rose in Titanic.
That's good job. I had the opportunity many years ago to sit and talk with Gloria Stewart for a long time, and really? She showed me some of her pottery. So I've seen some of her ceramics. So,
Gloria Stewart, is it?
Gloria Stewart, yeah. I did an interview with her for something I was working on, and she couldn't have been nicer, by the way. And we were talking about her movie career most of the time, but she did show me some of the things she had, some of the ceramic things she had worked on. So
nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you better give us
another question. I'll give you another one since Lori kicked that one to the curb. This is probably an easy one too. I think I can't remember if we've done this before. What are the only U.S. states that border one another and begin with the same letter?
And did you say Midwest?
I never said that.
Okay. So say the question again.
I said, what are the only U.S. states
U.S. Okay.
that border one another and begin with the same letter?
Oh, man.
Does
Michigan and Minnesota count?
No, they're not. They don't border.
Okay. Joanne's saying Arkansas and Alabama?
No.
Nope.
Does New Hampshire and New York have a border?
No.
Or New Jersey and New York?
It should, don't they?
Why isn't that on my list? Uh-oh. That seems right. Do they have a land border?
I think they at least touch a little bit.
I think they do.
That
New Yorkers
sounds,
call in. I don't know.
That sounds weirdly correct. And one, like, I missed it.
But I have Illinois and Indiana. They definitely
Illinois and Indiana for sure. Well done. Yeah, New York and New Jersey border each other, and I just punted it. Sorry about that. Never trust a music critic's
That's all right.
research.
And state borders.
New York and New Jersey, you're absolutely right. And what did you just say?
Illinois and Indiana.
Illinois and Indiana. Okay. And then on the other side?
On the other side, let's see, is Iowa and Illinois.
That is correct.
There we go.
All right. Beautiful.
My home state.
You found all the ones I had and one that I missed. Thank you.
We have John was wondering if one of the groups in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
They are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I was restricting my list to ones where the last word is a single noun pluralized.
Oh, man.
I mentioned Grandmaster Flash at the beginning, along with Sly and the Family Stone as ones that I was keeping off my list.
And the E Street Band. Yeah, though you've been consistent.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And we're a little past halfway, so let's quickly repeat any questions that have not been answered. And Josh, start with
you. All right. I've just got one more Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band that's Somebody and the Somethings. And,
would you quickly give the ones that?
Yeah, the ones where that have been gotten already were Booker T and the MGs, Martha and the Vandellas, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Little Anthony and the Imperials, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Mm. All right, and Lori.
I'm looking for one more movie in which two different people were nominated. In this case, they both won for playing the same fictional character.
Or you didn't say before that it was the same movie. Is that new information?
No, these aren't in the same movie.
Oh, okay.
So that, yeah, that the Titanic was the one in the same movie. So the, yeah, yeah. We have Brando and De Niro and The Godfather, Joaquin Phoenix and Heath Ledger in two Batman movies, John Wayne and Jeff Bridges, True Grit, Kate Winslet and Gloria Stewart in Titanic. This is two more people.
All right. And of the 500 most quoted people in the Oxford English, in the current edition of the Oxford English Dictionary, who are the two who had a person portraying them in a film win an Academy Award for Best Actor? One of them was gotten. That's Disraeli, Benjamin Disraeli, played by George Arliss. And who is the other one? And then I gave you some famous bridges. They're all in Europe. The ones we have left, and I want you to tell me the city that they are located in or nearby. And the ones we have left are the Elizabeth Bridge, the Chapel Bridge, as in Wedding Chapel, and the Erasmus Bridge. So where are those?
Data, let me ask you this about your OED question.
Yes.
Would you say that the person that we're trying to think of is best known as a literary figure, unlike, for example, Disraeli, despite Sybil? And Winston Churchill, who we guessed but wasn't right?
I would say this person is, in their time, was better known as a figure in public life.
I see. Okay.
And is also known as a literary figure, but I'd say it's a 60-40 sort of thing.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
All right. David is wondering if Danny and the Juniors is.
Oh, what a good guess, but not quite right.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Another close call.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And again, to join us, the two numbers are area code 415 841-413-4. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Lori, I'm going to let you go ahead quickly and give a question, and then we'll...
All right. Well, this is a musical question. Still in the Oscars, about best original song. I'm looking for the person who has been nominated the most in this category, who has won at least once. And I'm looking for the person most nominated in this category, best original song, who has never won. The person who has never won has been nominated 15 times, including this year. I want to know who it is, and then I want to know who's been nominated the most. It's 25 times, and this person has won.
Well, I would say the guess for the most nominees who's also won would be Randy Newman.
No. He has been, I think Randy Newman has been nominated 13 or 14 times. This person, 25 times.
Wasn't Henry Mancini nominated many, many times?
Many, many, and he doesn't make the top three. I just looked at the top three. Yeah, he's on there.
Wow.
And in most cases,
may I ask how far back the person that's nominated been most goes?
I would guess to the 30s, for sure in the 40s.
How about Harold Arlen?
Harold Arlen is the type of person we're looking for, but Harold Arlen hasn't been nominated 25
times. Then how about Johnny Mercer?
Johnny Mercer is second on the list, 18 times. This person, seven more times than that. And this person, now you're in the right, is more a lyricist.
Is it Hoagy Carmichael?
It's not Hoagy Carmichael.
So this person is more of a lyricist. So yeah, Dorothy Fields or
good guess, not Dorothy Fields.
Is it a woman by any chance?
It is not.
Okay. Or...
I'm only saying it's not a woman in the most nominated. In the most nominated without a win, that is a woman.
Huh.
Oh, like Carol Bayer Sager or somebody like that?
It's somebody like that, but not Carol Bayer Sager.
And this is the woman who's been who was nominated this year and still has.
Yeah, she has been nominated this year. This is her 15th time. She is maybe going to win. And I think at one point she was nominated seven times in a row.
Oh. So, all right, just give the question one more if you would.
Yeah, for the best original song. So those are songs obviously composed for a movie. I'm looking for the person who's been nominated the most times, 25 times, who has won and nominated the most times. In this case, 15 times without winning. Okay. And the one who's won the most is a lyricist. And I'm pretty sure the other one is both writes music and lyrics. That is nominated this year for a movie that neither of you saw, I'm predicting.
So Harry Warren is not on the list then.
He might be on the list, but he's not that high.
And let me think for a minute. All right. Okay. Let me think about it.
Okay.
And just before I get to that, Carlton is wondering if Freddy and the Dreamers is one of the...
No. Good guess, no. But not right.
Okay. And Tommy James, Leslie's wondering about Tommy James and the Shondells.
There's a lot of them out there, but none of them have made it to the Hall of Fame.
No Shondells.
No right. Shondells okay. In the Hall of Fame.
All right. And let's see. Okay. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. First, very happy International Women's Day and for all women across the world. Also, in the memory of Alan Farley. Do you remember him?
Yes, of course.
A beautiful man. I wish if any of you or your viewers remember his last interview with a woman, but leave that to the audience. My question still about women rights across the world. What are the three worst countries when it comes to women rights?
Mm-hmm.
It's very obvious. Three.
Iran.
Of course.
Saudi Arabia.
Of course.
Yes.
North Korea.
Third? Saudi Arabia.
A. Huh? No.
Not Saudi Arabia, huh?
No, Saudi Arabia, yes, definitely.
Okay.
Women only... Yes. Yeah, but when it was able to drive 2 years ago. God, my mm-hmm. God, yeah. What is the third one? Taliban, is a hint?
Albania? Oh, Afghanistan?
Of course. In my opinion, women are far more advanced, more clever, more patient, more intelligent than men. Why do these people? Now, just a very quick comment. You know, well, does anybody remember the name of that beautiful young girl that they murdered in Iran because she did not have her hair cover?
No, I do not.
Okay, leave that to the audience too, because the worry is she was a very pretty lady. And by the way, before they killed her, they raped her. So it is okay to rape women, to kill them, but not okay to cover their hair.
All right, now this is not really the
okay,
show.
Okay, sorry. All right, let's go just very quickly to the second question, which what is the oldest FM station in the Bay Area?
KALW.
Yeah.
KALW. What year?
1941.
Very good. All right. So the last question about women, just involved women. She was called the mother of nuclear physics. She also was luminaries of Robert Oppenheimer. She was one of his corporate, and she was called the mother of nuclear physics. Do you remember her name? I mentioned a couple of times before in the show.
Is that the one that was killed?
Yes. Do you remember her name?
No, I do not. I'm afraid.
Okay, I just mentioned people should search her. Her name was Samira Musa. She was an Egyptian. She was called the mother of nuclear physics. And the saddest, what city she was killed? She was abducted from what city?
And that was the last. That I don't know.
Huh?
I don't
Our
know.
Our city, Berkeley. She was abducted from Berkeley. She lived in Garber Street in Berkeley. And how was she killed? And that was the last thing I was. Did you say it again?
I don't know, Ed. This is not really the sort of thing where we
All right. Do. Sorry about that. But anyway, we'll leave that to the audience. But just please watch Lawrence Museum short video, about 10-minute video about Samira Musa. It's a very beautiful film to watch. It's good for young women to watch science. All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Those two numbers are to join us. Our area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Josh, so you still have one left, right?
I do.
Did we say Gary Lewis and the Playboys?
We did not. It was a good guess, but not correct.
Okay. And... And is Stevie Ray Vaughan on that list?
No, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan is with Double Trouble, but
I didn't include it. Double Trouble.
Yeah, but it's not a plural noun. I mean, it's Double Trouble,
And it's before Stevie Ray Vaughan, right? You're telling us it's the 50s, 60s era?
Yeah.
Would these people have been on the charts before or during the Beatles?
I think before. Yes.
Okay. So then Hall the 50s. And Oates would not count.
No. We're looking for somebody and the something.
It ends with an S. Oates.
Yeah. Somebody and the. I want a very specific.
And they're probably in.
Somebody and the something. That's how I should have framed it from the very beginning.
Okay.
I like Hall & Oates. That's a good
one. Yeah, well.
Almost fits.
Okay. Let me give you a very quick question here. This is this is something that happened 100 years ago in March 1924. Jan Sibelius conducts which symphony, the premiere of which symphony?
In
March of 1924.
1924, Sibelius conducts, it's got to be a symphony of his.
Yeah.
Got to be the seventh, then.
It is the seventh, all right.
Too easy. No.
Well, I mean, the thing about Sibelius is that he writes seven symphonies and then doesn't write anything else for the last 35 years of his life.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How long does it take him? Go ahead, Dana.
No. All right. So after Benjamin Franklin, what American inventor has the most streets named after them? After Benjamin Franklin, what American inventor has the most streets named after them?
Huh. Well, Edison is the most obvious, but I don't think there's a lot of Edison.
It's no, stuff. It's not Edison, actually. Yeah. There is one in San Francisco.
That's named after him specifically.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Wow. How about Fulton?
Fulton is correct, yes.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a short Oscar question if we're looking for one more that I want to get in.
All right, go ahead.
Oscars. There's one competitive Oscar in writing that was only given out one time. It was only in for 1 year, and then it was out. I can't tell you who won it, but I think, well, yeah. Anyway, someone named John Farnham won it. So one writing competitive Oscar for writing that only was in for 1 year and then was eliminated. What was it, and what was it for?
So something analogous to but different from Best Original Screenplay and Best Adapted Screenplay.
Mm-hmm. And they had for a while, they had Best Story. And this was a unique category, literally unique in that it lasted 1 year and then was
so out. My guess is this, it's in the 30s, right?
No.
Or maybe even earlier.
It may be earlier. Looking at the time,
They did have... I don't know if it was 1 year, but it may have been 1 year, best title writer.
That was it. John Farnham, and it was for no specific film. He worked on so many films, and the official award was for title writing.
You mean the intertitles in the silent films?
Exactly.
Wow.
And after that, they had mostly talkies or were close enough. So as far as when I checked, it didn't exist again. So very good. John Farnham.
Right. Love it.
A unique guy. Right. That was fun. Very nice.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes. Hi, folks. Great show this morning. This is Rob from Benicia. Hey, I hate to challenge a music critic who I really have enjoyed reading over the years. However, two of my sources say that indeed Eric Burdon and the Animals were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. And Eric never showed for the event, so
wait a minute, really?
Check him out.
Yeah,
Rob from Benicia.
Nothing would surprise me more. So, according to my sources, which is Wikipedia, the Animals get in, but not Eric Burdon and the Animals. In other words, Eric Burdon is a member of the group,
right?
And let me just see what. Yeah.
1994?
That's what I'm showing.
All right.
So, maybe
send in documentation. We'll check.
Wikipedia has it wrong.
We'll have our intern look into it after the show.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
Thanks.
Okay. And then my mind will rest. I think they deserved it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, folks. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Bye.
I'm surprised they're not in, but
the Animals is in. But,
right, you know, and Eric Burns,
and he's one of them, but he doesn't get his own spot on the roster. It's not Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Interesting. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning, Tom and Debbie in Napa.
Hi.
And so I'm sure that final one, the Hall of Fame, that must be Alvin and the Chipmunks.
If only it were so.
Okay.
Nope.
Long shot.
So who is the first black woman to top the Billboard country charts?
Beyonce.
Yeah.
That's right.
That 2 weeks ago.
Just happened. Yeah.
Great, exactly. Great. It's a great song. Fantastic.
So a lot of focus, of course, on elections and turnout. In the last presidential election, which state had the highest percentage of citizens 65 and older turn out to vote, and which had the lowest? And Florida is neither.
It's not number, it's percentage, right? That's what you're asking?
Correct. So they're over 65. In which state do those senior citizens have the highest percentage turnout? And which state is the lowest?
I'm going to take a wild guess, and the highest being Delaware.
Opposite coast. 2,000 miles away.
Go ahead, guys.
Well, yeah. Interesting. So it has nothing to do with the amount of older people. It's just the degree of the older people who are voting.
Exactly.
So about, say, Arizona then, or Utah? Well,
you're in the white part of the country, but I meant it literal, and I said the opposite coast, and that actually kind of narrows it down to three states.
So California then?
No, we're right in the middle, not particularly. 65% of California citizens over 65 voted. The state that had the highest, 80%.
Let's go with Oregon.
Oregon. Gosh. That's correct. That was a good guess. 80.2%. And the lowest sort of, you could stereotypically talk about states where you felt their overall IQ, political or otherwise, was maybe not quite as high as other states. And that's the state that has the lowest percentage of senior citizens voting.
Give us a part of the country.
Yeah, I mean, we're back toward the other coast now.
So, South Carolina, just to start the bidding.
Physically very close, but anyway, it's getting
right up. So physically it's very close, huh? So
Florida.
No, and I ruled out Florida on either one. It's West Virginia.
Oh, all right.
51%. So anyway, I love the show. Thank you for doing it.
Thanks. Thanks for
thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay. Now, did anybody mention, this may have come up. I'm sorry. There have been so many names whizzing by me. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No, we're looking for bands that have the name Somebody and the Somethings.
All right. So this is not Mr. Earth and Mr. Wind.
No name and no plural. So that would be called qualifier.
All right.
Give us a hint, Josh.
Something. Why do fools fall in love?
Well, if I knew the answer to that.
No, I know the song, of course.
I don't know who did it.
Yes.
Oh, well, you better break it down and tell us.
It's Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
All right. Okay.
I guess we weren't going to get that.
No.
All right. Time to clean up here. Josh, start with
that's,
you.
I just did. I just cloned up.
That's all right. I have the best original song. The most nominations by far is Sammy Kahn, nominated 25 times and winning 4. The most nominations without winning is Diane Warren, who is up for writing The Fire Inside, which is a song in a movie called Flaming Hot, which is about the invention of the Cheeto. That's why it's pretty sure the Flaming Cheeto. And then Ariana DeBose and Rita Moreno won Academy Award for supporting actor playing Anita in West Side Story.
Right. Very good.
That was the most recent, yes.
Okay, of the 500 most quoted people in the Oxford English Dictionary, who are the two who had a person portraying them win an Academy Award for Best Actor? The one that nobody got was Sir Thomas More.
Ooh.
Sir Thomas More, played by Paul Scofield. Man for All Seasons. And the bridges, the Elizabeth Bridge is in Budapest. The Chapel Bridge is in Lucerne. And the Erasmus Bridge is in Rotterdam. I think that's everything.
It.
Okay. If we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My thanks to our panel today. That would be Joshua Cosman, San Francisco Chronicle music critic, and Lori Fisher, teaches at Apple Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And thanks to Joanne Marr for handling the board and phones. And thanks to you two, of course, for handling the rest of the show. And have a great, thanks for your calls, and have a great week, everybody. And please join us next Saturday morning at 10. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Ciao.